This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home, right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk, founder and owner of Heartfelt Care at Home, Colorado Springs' most trusted senior in-home care provider. Be sure to visit us online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Joining us in the studio this morning, our friend and return guest to Senior Talk, Mr. Kevin Gutman, reverse mortgage expert extraordinaire. How's that for an introduction, Kevin? But welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me back.
We got a lot of information to cover. I like the topic that we're going to talk about today because it's just one of the many different options that folks have to help pay for some of the expenses that come up as we age, including long-term care. But for those listeners who may have missed you in the past here on Senior Talk, take a few moments, share a little bit about your background and really what sparked your passion for doing what it is you do today.
Sure. So I grew up in a real estate home in Southern California. My dad was a realtor and investor, so we talked about real estate all the time, which was a lot of fun. And when I started my career, I worked for a nonprofit. And what we would do is we would help people in poor parts of the world have clean water, medical clinics, schools for their kids, small business loans, etc. And that was extremely rewarding. I was traveling a lot, and I have five children, so I needed to be home more, so I stepped out of that. My wife and I started flipping real estate. And ultimately, in 2004, I got into the mortgage business. 2015, I decided to start helping senior homeowners.
Fantastic. So you were flipping real estate before. It wasn't a good time to flip real estate, it sounds like. And you entered this leg in your career at the right time.
Yeah. It's been a great experience for sure.
All right. So take a few moments. Tell us about your company and your role with your current company.
Sure. I work for a community bank called Evergreen National Bank. And we're located in Evergreen, Colorado. And we've been around for 78 years. We're known for excellent customer service. And we do have a federal charter, which means we can lend nationwide for mortgages. And that's what I do. I help people get the best rate, program, term, payment that they qualify for. And specifically working with seniors, just help them to understand this program, make sure it's a good fit for them.
You know, you say the word community bank, and to me, I hear local. And what are some of the differences? What are some of the pros and highlights of working with a local or a community bank versus maybe one of those bigger box kind of national establishments that we see out there?
So what we hear from our clients all the time is, it's so nice to come into the bank and you know my name, you know my situation. There's extra care, extra mile service that we do for clients, and we just hear it all the time. And it's just really great to be part of a community bank that gives back to the local community. So as I said, we have branches up in Evergreen. Then we have a processing office for mortgages in the DTC. And then the salespeople are in the Springs for some reason. I don't know how that all worked out, but that's just kind of how it worked.
That's fantastic, and I know exactly what you mean when you look at the customer service. I is what I see it kind of boils down to, is the experience that you're able to deliver on a local or a community level versus sometimes the experience that gets altered a lot of times in a negative way when you're dealing with national organizations. Let's get the information out a handful of times during today's show, but if our listeners today want to get in touch with you, learn a little bit more about what you're doing and some of the things we're going to talk about, what's the best way that they can get in touch with you, Kevin?
I have a great website full of a lot of information that people can go on and just read and watch videos and look at FAQs and myths and all kinds of things. ReverseMortgageRevolution.com. And then, of course, I have an office locally. My phone number is 719-302-5820.
All righty. So right now we're gonna dive into a topic. Again, I'm excited to do a little refresher on this. It's always educational for me and hopefully for our listeners as well. Let's dive into, I'll call it an underutilized resource that probably many senior or aging homeowners overlook, especially when they're looking at their long-term care planning or just long-term life planning. And that topic is reverse mortgages. And before you turn the dial on the radio, this is not a bad word. Reverse mortgage is not a bad word, and we're going to learn a little bit more about them today. But for our listeners who are unfamiliar, what is a reverse mortgage, Kevin?
It's really true, Greg. The program has come so far. The very first reverse mortgage was taken out in 1961. A widow was going to lose her home because she couldn't afford the payment. And a banker approached his bank and said, listen, this lady has a lot of equity. What if we allow her to stay in her home, not make any mortgage payments? She stays on title. And it ended up being a win for everybody. So really, what it comes down to is a reverse mortgage is a program now administered by the FHA, Federal Housing Authority, to help senior homeowners remain in their home, maintain their independence, retain ownership of their home, and not have a mandatory monthly mortgage payment.
All right. So this was designed for seniors and really tailored to meeting some of those needs and challenges, rather, that they were facing in the 1960s and still facing today.
Absolutely.
Now, who qualifies, or I guess what are the requirements or eligibility requirements to be able to utilize a reverse mortgage?
Yeah. So at least one of the homeowners needs to be 62 years or older. They need to live in the home 6 months or more a year. They have to have at least 50, usually 60% of equity or more. And then they are responsible to continue to pay the property taxes, homeowners insurance, and maintenance on the home. That's really it.
All right. I somewhat alluded to it when I told folks not to to turn the dial, but I remember a time, even though I was much younger at the time, I do remember the time specifically, probably in the 90s, I started hearing a lot of concerns about it, or I'd say even reverse mortgages, the term got a bad rap, a lot of negative publicity. What happened back then, and I guess where are we now?
Yeah, there's a few reasons for that. One, people still believe today, which is I signed my house over to the government, but that hasn't been the case for probably 30 years. Another one was called non-borrowing spouse, where if a spouse wasn't on the loan and the borrower died or moved out, the non-borrowing spouse would have to move out. But they fixed that. That's no longer the case. That got a bad rap for usually widows. And then another one was if you had a reverse mortgage and you didn't pay your property taxes, then your house would be foreclosed upon. But it's true, if you don't have a mortgage or a reverse mortgage, if you don't pay your taxes, your house is going to get foreclosed on anyway.
Right.
So the government stepped in and they fixed a bunch of these things. For example, now we have something called financial assessment, where we have to collect income documents from borrowers to make sure they have enough money to pay the property taxes, homeowners insurance, maintenance on the home. And then, they fix the non-borrowing spouse, where the non-borrowing spouse can remain in the home as long as they keep those requirements and they don't have to move out like it used to be. So the government's really made it much safer for seniors over the years.
So it sounds like they've added some layers of protection for both sides of it, but really just developed it into a responsible program, which makes sense. You know, over time, you have a brand new program that was literally put together and created for the need of one individual and scaled up. And over time, they've evolved and developed it into something that's a lot more sustainable, it sounds like, and responsible.
Yeah, very true, very true.
Now, can a senior purchase a home with a reverse mortgage?
That's a great question. A lot of people don't know this, but the answer is yes. And what this does is it helps someone who wants to increase their purchasing power. You know, we're in a very hot market here in Colorado Springs. A lot of seniors are afraid to move because they don't think they can afford the market. But you can increase your purchasing power by 40 to 50%. You can have a newer home with updated amenities in the part of town that you want to live in and not have any monthly mortgage payment.
All
right. So it's very attractive for a senior homeowner.
Absolutely. Now, these are some questions that are very timely. You know, as you mentioned, a very hot housing market here in Colorado Springs. So a lot of us do have a significant amount of equity in the properties and homes that we have. You know, over time, you know, what happens if I end up owing more than the home is worth?
That's a very common question that people have. So most reverse mortgages are overseen by HUD, and administered by the FHA, Federal Housing Authority. What that means is these loans come with mortgage insurance. So if a property ends up over-leveraged, the mortgage insurance makes up the shortfall, and neither the homeowner nor their heirs will get a bill or be responsible for the shortfall. That's really one of the key components of a reverse mortgage.
And it sounds like the requirement is, you know, so to have that 50 to 60% minimum equity in your home, not an expert at math, but what that tells me, in order to get into that scenario, your home value would have to tank, you know, 50 to 60%, which is unlikely in today's world, especially if you've owned this home for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years.
And as you say, think about the appreciation we're experiencing right now in Colorado. I mean, most people end up having equity at the end that they can leave to their heirs. It's almost every scenario I run, that's the case.
Now, there are, what are, three ways to access your home equity? And one I know is kind of head and shoulders above the rest as far as a top way to do it.
Right. So the first way is lump sum. People can take money out to remodel their home or make it age friendly for them to continue to live there. I've had other people take out money and go on a cruise, buy a car. So the first way is lump sum. Then sometimes people are just tight monthly and they need a little extra money. And so monthly installments is another way. And then, as you said, the one that's head and shoulders above is the line of credit. And by the way, Greg, all the proceeds received through a reverse mortgage are not taxed because loans aren't taxed. So let me talk about the reverse mortgage line of credit for a second. The reason this is so attractive is most homeowners don't receive any return on their equity. The equity just sits there. $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, not earning any interest. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows a homeowner to earn 3 to 5% compound interest, guaranteed, protected from any market correction. So even people who don't quote unquote need a reverse mortgage often have one in place for their equity to earn interest. And if they ever need additional funds, they can draw those out tax-free.
So this is essentially, I mean, it can be utilized as a income source. It's not taxed like income because it's essentially a loan, but I mean, this is something that you can use to live on.
Yeah, it's a lot more than a loan. It's really a financial tool. Most people's equity is locked up, and what a reverse mortgage does is it unlocks or gives people access to their equity. By the way, most people's net worth is in their home and their equity. So again, this is a way for them to tap into it should they need it.
Excellent. Now, we've talked about, you know, some changes, obviously, and a lot of layers of protection for both the lender as well as, you know, seniors utilizing this program since it was first developed back in 1961. Are there new programs out there? I know maybe ones that have to do with larger value homes, things like that. What's
good
new?
Good question. So there are some that have come online in the last year or two. For anything above $765,600, there's jumbo reverse mortgages. And those are great for people who maybe have a higher end home. And I talk to people that, again, most of their equity is in their home. And a lot of times the husband may pass and then the wife is in this big home and there's all these memories. She doesn't want to move, but the only way for her to stay there is to do something like a reverse mortgage where she can eliminate her monthly mortgage payment and access her equity.
Is that the main motivation that you're seeing for why people are using reverse mortgages? I mean, what are the common scenarios where you see you know, this need come up, and how are people accessing and utilizing what a reverse mortgage allows them to do?
Yeah, so there's really five main ones that I see. One is, we have already talked about, people want to relocate and get a home that fits them in a stage of life, or they want to live closer to their kids or their grandkids. So we talked about buying a home with a reverse mortgage. Another one is, you now have a couple or a widow or widower where they're living on one income, and before they had two incomes. And if they still have a mortgage payment, that's their largest expense. So to eliminate the monthly mortgage payment helps the cash flow. I've helped lots of people who needed to access money to pay for medical needs or medical bills. That's a big one. And then you got other people that just have things on their bucket list that they want to do before they can't travel anymore or don't want to travel anymore. So those would be dream types of things or goals that they have. And then finally would be legacy, where you have family members that they want to help, kids, grandkids. I've had people take money and help start a business with a grandchild. So there's all kinds of, I actually wrote a book about it called The Swiss Army Knife for Retirement Cashflow, and it just talks about all the different ways people have used home equity with a reverse mortgage to improve their lives in those five areas.
That's fantastic, and we'll talk about those books a little bit later today, because, I mean, what a phenomenal resource for our listeners to be able to tap into. Are there restrictions on what you can use it for?
There is. Because you can basically annuitize your home equity, the government does not want you to go out and buy an annuity because, as I said, you're already accessing that money. So you don't need to pay somebody else to access it. You don't need to tie that money up with a penalty. So that really the only thing they don't want you to do is to buy an annuity.
And I want to highlight, I mean, and you tapped into, you know, your top five reasons, I guess, or things that people are utilizing this for. And a lot of them has to do with medical expense, long-term care costs, long-term planning, life planning, those unexpected things that come up. And reverse mortgages are acknowledged by the government as one of the leading ways to pay for our long-term care costs. If you go to longtermcare.gov, you're going to see the federal government's list of ways to pay for the inevitable expenses of getting older, and it could be home care, could be senior living, could be nursing care, out-of-pocket medical costs. So again, when you're evaluating options or you're kind of planning on what the future holds for you, and please plan, prepare, educate yourself. Reverse mortgages may very well play a role in that future.
And you know, Greg, two out of three of us are going to need some type of help with long-term care. And as you know, it starts at home usually. Companies like yours bring in people to care for people that want to stay at home. And then people typically think of long-term care as I'm going somewhere else to live. But for the vast majority of people, it starts at home. And it's expensive. You know, you have to bring in professionals who are trained, who can help. And so people, as you said, need to plan for it, because more than likely, we're going to need some help. Two out of three of us are going to need some help as we enter those golden years. And a reverse mortgage is an excellent resource. It's kind of like found money. You know, we have our income or our wages, we have our investments, but then we have equity. And if we tap into equity, it just allows the other two to last even longer.
For planning, for education, for information. Kevin, how can our listeners get in touch with you today, learn a little bit more about, generally speaking, you know, the reverse mortgage program, but also how you might be able to assist them?
So I do have a website, again, that has a lot of great information that's just designed to educate people, reversemortgagerevolution.com. And I'm always happy to just visit with people on the phone or in person if they prefer. I like that myself. And my office phone is 719-302-5820.
Fantastic. Now, the last time you were on the show, you mentioned that there are really four different types of properties that qualify for reverse mortgages. Can you share with our listeners a little bit more about that?
So obviously, single-family homes, townhomes, condominiums, patio homes, even 2-4 unit complexes. If an owner lives in one of those units, those also qualify. So it's a pretty wide spectrum of properties that are available on this program.
Now, a concern that I know a lot of folks might have, I know I tend to steer in the direction of caution and trying to educate myself on the what-ifs. You know, 2008, 2009, obviously we had a downturn in the housing market. We've been going strong ever since as far as building up that equity, the value of our homes. You know, in the event of another, what do you call it, I guess a significant market correction, how can listeners protect themselves, their home equity, from those downturns that may come up?
That's a great question. So a lot of times seniors ask me that. And when you get a reverse mortgage, part of your equity is now sheltered from any market downturn. So let's say somebody has a reverse mortgage in place and the market tanks. That equity is protected. It's not subject to, like I remember when people had home equity lines of credit in 2008 and 2009, we would get calls every week. hey, my bank just froze my credit line. My bank just cut my credit line in half. My bank's demanding full payment on that credit line. And there are demand features in those notes that make that possible. With a reverse mortgage, none of that can ever happen. So it's far superior. It's kind of like Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball. A reverse mortgage is major leagues for sure. It has so many ways to use it and tools and like a Swiss Army knife. But a HELOC is just does one thing, gives you access to your equity and comes with a payment.
Makes sense. Absolutely. Now, what questions can our listeners ask themselves to see if this might be right for them?
Yeah. So, you know, we want to be sure they're going to stay in their home at least 18 months or more to be able to recoup the cost to make sure it's worthwhile for them. And then we want to be sure that this is what they want to do. Stay in their home, maintain their independence, stay on title, not have a mortgage payment. Then this might be a good fit for them.
All righty. Let's go over some of the myths that I hear about reverse mortgages out there. And I'd like you to somewhat address them. So I'll say the myth and we'll have you just kind of give us an expert response to this. So probably the biggest one that I see, if I take out a reverse mortgage, the lender's going to own my home.
And early on, that's how it worked, but it hasn't been that way for probably 30 years.
All right. So my children or heirs, they're going to be responsible for repaying that loan if I pass.
So, Greg, this is one of the huge, unique features of a reverse mortgage. A reverse mortgage is a non-recourse loan. What that means is the responsibility for repayment shifts from the borrower to the home. The home now becomes responsible for repayment of the loan. Even if the property ends up over-leveraged, neither the borrower nor the heirs will ever get a bill for the balance due.
Fantastic. Here's a good one. Myth. I must have good credit to qualify for a reverse mortgage.
So in this case, credit history is more important than credit score. So if somebody's paid their mortgage on time the last 24 months, 2 years, including the property taxes and insurance, they should be fine.
Alrighty. Myth, if I outlive my life expectancy, right, no one knows that, the lender's going to evict me. They're going to kick me out to the curb.
Yeah, this is a good one. So I always tell people the term of the loan goes to age 150 of the youngest borrower. Again, as long as the borrower lives in the home 6 months or more a year, pays the property taxes, homeowners insurance, maintain the home, they can stay.
If I take out a reverse mortgage, I'm going to have significant tax consequences.
Again, a loan is not taxed, so all the proceeds received are tax-free.
Fantastic. I appreciate you going over some of those myths because, again, it's kind of that memory of the 1990s realm of how reverse mortgages got a bad rap, and a lot of safety measures have been put in place to get rid of those concerns that a lot of folks might have had.
A lot of times when I sit with people, they say something like, "What's the catch? This sounds too good to be true." And I just say, you know, a lot of people have outdated information or outdated understanding of what this program is. And when they sit and they learn and they educate themselves on how far the program's come and how beneficial it is for them, they're just blown away.
What should listeners look out for when they're choosing a partner to work with on a reverse mortgage?
So here's what's interesting, Greg. Less than 1% of mortgage loan originators in the country are trained to do these. And it's a very complex and unique program. So I would just say, work with somebody who specializes in these loans, who's completed training, who's closed them. Also look at online reviews to see what other clients have said about working with this specialist.
Do your due diligence. Probably give you a call, talk to you, see if you're comfortable with who you're working with.
Yeah. I'd like to think I'm everybody's cup of tea, but I'm not. And I'm just a straight shooter. I just try to tell people how it works and if it's a fit for them. And if it's not a fit, I tell them.
All righty. I mentioned it a little bit earlier, and you mentioned one of the titles. Kevin, you're the author of several books, and I want you to take a few moments, share with our listeners a little bit about some of these publications that you've put together and how they can get in touch with you to access some of these.
Yeah. So I've written three books, and they're all geared towards people in retirement. And they can look at them at reversemortgagebook.info. All the proceeds go to charity to help refugees, widows, and orphans. And the goal is just to educate people. That's why I wrote them. The first book is called The Swiss Army Knife for Retirement Cash Flow. It's short stories of how people have utilized equity through reverse mortgage. And then the other two are professionals I've interviewed to learn about how they can advise seniors, what their best advice would be to seniors.
All righty. We're going to where can listeners access those books?
I have a website, reversemortgagebook.info.
Okay. Fantastic. We're getting a little low on time, so I want you to share one piece of advice. If you could give only one piece of advice to leave with our listeners today regarding reverse mortgage, regarding anything that we've talked about, what would that piece of advice be, Kevin?
I would say get educated and don't rely on information from the 90s or 2000s. The program's changed and evolved, gotten safer. And do yourself a favor and just learn about it. Well, I tell people when we meet, you can't buy anything in the first appointment. It's just strictly information and education.
Well, and get educated and get educated now. I think a lot of times, as with anything, the longer you wait to educate yourself, oftentimes the fewer the options you have.
Well, a great example of that is October of 2017, the government changed from having 50% equity to 60% equity.
Okay.
So all of a sudden, a lot of people didn't qualify now because they were waiting, thinking, oh, I can do it any time. But the program's constantly evolving, so you're right. We know what we have today, and we need to take advantage of it.
Fantastic. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us again today. I want you to, again, share with our listeners how they can best get in touch with you to learn a little bit more about what we talked about today.
Sure. So, again, my website is a great resource, reversemortgagerevolution.com. And then I'm happy to answer questions by phone or meet with people, 719-302-5820.
Kevin Gutman, our reverse mortgage expert extraordinaire. How do you like that term?
I learn something new every day. That's what I'll say.
There you go. I'm gonna get you a name badge that says that. But seriously, Kevin, thank you so much for coming on the show today and educating our listeners. And we'll be sure to have you back in the future.
My pleasure. Thank you, Greg.
Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by giving us a call at 719-362-0094. Again, that's 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. For another edition of Senior Talk presented by Heartfelt Care at Home.